Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Masechta, Maseches Avodah Zarah. So the topic of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, not shockingly, is Avodah Zarah. Now, as it relates to an introduction on Avodah Zarah, I think the shortest introduction is that Avodah Zarah is chamor. It's not just chamor, it's probably the most chamor inyan in the entire Torah. Firstly, the Torah mentions the idea of Avodah Zarah several times. There are many lavin that are associated with the idea of Avodah Zarah. If someone's oved Avodah Zarah, b'mezid with Edom and Asra, he gets the most chamor einish that a person can get, which is skila. If he does it without Edom and Asra, he's chayiv karis. If someone's oved Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg, he has to bring a carbon, not just any carbon, a very specific type of carbon. Avodah Zarah, we know, is one of the three reasons that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Avodah Zarah, gilui arayah, shfichas damim. But the truth is, in many chazals, it's mavur that it was also the ikar reason that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Avodah Zarah is in the Aseres HaDibros. In fact, Avodah Zarah is one of the two of the Aseres HaDibros that we heard clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi v'lo yielecha mipi ha'gvura shamanu. The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was so intense that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila literally pulled off an incredible feat. They davened to be mevatel the Yetzirah because they realized it was not tenable for a Yid to be able to function as an Eved Hashem and at the same time have this Yetzirah, have this evil inclination that was looming on top of him. The point is, there's so many different ways of bringing out this very point, and that is that arguably, and probably more than arguably, the most chamor inyan in the entire Torah is Avodah Zarah. And the reason is, for the very, very simple point, because our purpose in this world is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really, being Oved Avodah Zarah is the antithesis of that. Either way, the entire Masechta is going to deal with Avodah Zarah. It's also going to deal with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And really, may inyan le'inyan ba'osei inyan akum, and really, all any Yehudim. So Masechta Avodah Zarah is not just a Masechta that deals with Avodah Zarah per se, but it's really a Masechta that deals with Oivdei Kechavim and different halachas related to how a Yid interacts with Oivdei Kechavim. Now, some of the topics that Be'ezus Hashem we're going to try to get to, B'meshech the Masechta, is number one, Avodah Zarah. Was it real or was it fake news, right? Meaning, was there merit to Avodah Zarah? Or were the Ovdei Avodah Zarah just fools and they were worshipping getchkes, quote-unquote, things that really made absolutely no sense? Additionally, Christianity and Islam, are they Avodah Zarah? Meaning, the halachas of Avodah Zarah, do they relate to the Noitzrim and the Yishma'elim? Shebizmanenu, Be'ez Hashem, we'd like to talk a little bit throughout the Masechta about the history of Avodah Zarah, the Lashonis of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the infamous Dar Enosh. The Yetzer of Avodah Zarah was so intense. Yet, if you ask the man on the street, he has no Havana in it. He'll probably tell you that the reason he has no Havana in it is precisely because the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were mevatel the Yetzer, and as a result, how are you supposed to understand something that you no longer have any taiva for, you no longer have any inclination towards? But the point is, I think it's kedai to try to understand a little bit better the Yetzirah, the Avodah Zarah. Additionally, what was more chamor, or what was more severe and intense? Was it the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, or was it the Yitzrah the Arayas? It is what to say about that topic as well. And again, these are all things we've spoken about, Baruch Hashem, B'meshech Hashanim, Tzazamen Zachabura, but we're learning the Masechta again, and there'll be plenty of Dvarim Shenes Chachubahem. Either way, without further ado, we begin another Masechta as we come towards the very, very end of Seder Nezikin, which means, by the way, we're coming towards the very, very beginning of Seder Kachin, but we're going to get to that in a few months. For now, Zok Tehillah Gemishna, Lefnei Eidehem, Shel Oivdei Koichavim, Shloisha yomim asur loses veloses imam. So, 3 days before the chagas, 3 days before the yomim toivim of the Ivdei Avodah Zarah, it was asur for a yid to do business with an oivei keichab. Not just that, lahashtilon. You're not allowed to lend something to a oivet keichavim 3 days before his chaga. The lishal mehem, you're not allowed to borrow anything from him either. Lahavoisam, you can't lend him money. The lilvois mehen, or borrow money from him. Lefayron, you're not allowed to pay a loan that you owe to him. The lefrayon mehen, additionally, you're not allowed to take payment from him. Rabbi Huda says, nifron mehen. No, you want to take payment from him, that you're allowed to do. Meaning, the iser, we'll see more about it in a moment, of transacting with an Ovid Keichavim 3 days before Ziyantif is related to doing something that's going to benefit him. So yeah, to do Geschäft with him, he's benefiting. To lend, to borrow, yeah. But if he owes you money and he wants to make payment, that's not a good thing for him. He has to write a check right now. He has to come out of pocket. So if you want to do that 3 days before Yom Edom, that's something that you would be allowed to do. Amr Loi, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. Because Afal Pishem Meitzer Hu Achshav, even though it's true, when somebody pays down a loan, the moment that he makes the payment, it tips. But Sameach Ulach Azman, in the long term, he's going to be very happy that he's debt free. And as a result, this too is something that you would not be allowed to do. Lifnei Eideyem Shal Oivdei Keichavim Shloi Shiyam. So what is the halach in the Mishnah? 3 days before the Yomim Toivim of the Oivdei Koichavim, meaning 3 days before the pagan holidays, it was prohibited for a Yid to do any business with one of these Oivdei Koichavim. The question is why? So the truth is, it's a sugya. It's a Gemara and Avav and Aleph. The Gemara is going to have an Ibayluhu, and the Gemara is going to have two different suggestions as it is to why it's usher to do business with Oivdei Keichavim 3 days before the Yontif. But Rashi, the very first Rashi, the Masechta, gives us his reason, which is really one of the two reasons that the Gemara is going to mention. Rashi says, V'kulu, all of the things mentioned in our Mishnah is Mishum da'azul umoida la'avoidas keichavim b'yoyim eitar. Because if you're going to do business with this Akum, 3 days before his Chaga, when the Chaga actually comes, he's going to be so happy because of this good thing that happened to him. What was this good thing? He borrowed something from you. He did business with you. He is going to be azul umoida la'avoidas keichavim. He's going to praise and he's going to give shevach v'hoidah tis avoidah zara. You're causing that to happen, and it's for that reason it's not okay. Rashi in avoidah zara davav amid aleph in the actual sugya explains this a little bit better. Rashi says that the pasuk says uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishameru. And in this pasuk we learn that a yid is not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Not only is he not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah, but lo yisham al picha. You can't even cause someone else to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. So says Rashi that if you're going to do business with Oivet Kechavim 3 days before his yontif, what's going to happen is by the yontif, he's going to be Azul Amayda. And when he's going to be Azul Amayda, he's going to be masker the shame of his Avodah Zarah. And you then are going to be over an Isser Deiraisa of Lo Yisham Al Picha. And it's because of your Isser of Lo Yisham Al Picha that it's Usser for a Yid to go ahead and engage in any transactions with the guy within 3 days. Now, one thing you see, and that's really the halacha of the Mishnah, that this chashash is only true for 3 days, right? So within 3 days, then already he's thinking yontif dig. But if you would do business with him 4 days, 5 days, then it could be by the time his yontif comes, his chag comes, he's not necessarily going to be azul umayda. Another thing that you see in Rashi is that the concern is not that he's going to be azul umayda during those 3 days, but it's more that if you do business with him during those 3 days, then b'yoyin eidah, says Rashi, he's going to be azul umayda. These are all things that the Rishonim talk about right here. These are also all things that we're going to revisit in greater depth when we learn the actual sugya on davav amid aleph. But either way, as it relates to how the Masechta is going to begin right now, it's actually not going to begin with an analysis of the Mishnah. As we said, that's coming on davav. That's coming in a couple of days. The Masechta begins with a little bit of a digression, and really it's going to do a deep dive into some classic Divrei Agada. And even within the world of Agada, this classic, and then there's more classic, and this classic Ben Benoishal classic. I mean, this is like the classic with the Hey Ayadiyas and all the Ben Benoish that you can add to it. I mean, the Zohar Daf Beis is from the most famous Agada to Daphin and Chas. And without further ado, Zok the Hilgi Gemara, Rav Shmuel, the Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. How to read, or really, not read, how to write the second word of the Masechta. The Masechta begins lifnei edayim shel oivdei kechavim, and there was machlokes Rav and Shmuel what that word edayim is. Chatani, one of them said edayim with an aleph. The chatani and the other one said edayim with an ayin. So again, Rav and Shmuel, who always seem to see the world differently. One, we don't know who said it's edayim with an aleph, and the other one said no, it's not edayim with an aleph, it's edayim with an ayin. And the Gemara says mandatani edayim loy mishtabish, mandatani edayim loy mishtabish. But you have to look inside in order to make sense of this now, because it all sounds the same. So whoever said edayim with an aleph is loy mishtabish, and whoever said edayim with an ayin is also loy mishtabish. Meaning there's merit to each one of these opinions. Mandatani edayim loy mishtabish. The one that thought it was edayim with an aleph, tichsiv. What would be the reason that we would refer to the yontif of the ivdei kechavim as edayim? Again, what does the word edayim mean? It means their chag. It means their yontif. Why would refer to a yontif of a guy as a dayim mit an aleph? Tichsev, it's based on a pasuk in the Torah that says, ki karoiv yoim edom, li nokam v'shileim, le'ez tamut raglam, ki karoiv yoim edom. So you see that Edom is associated with the Oivdei Kechavim. Now, what specifically does Edom mean in that pasuk? It means destruction. The pasuk is saying that the day of the destruction of the Oivdei Kechavim is coming very, very soon. Now, why are they going to be destroyed? Because primarily they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is related to their destruction. Hence, it makes a lot of sense that their Grace of Yontif, which is the climax of their Avodah Zarah, should be referred to as destruction, because ultimately it's going to cause their destruction. Mandatani edayim with an ayin loy mishtabish. Tichsiv, it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya Perik Mem Gimel. It says, yitnu edayim v'yitztaku. And the way the Gemara understands the pasuk right now, Rashi says, hashto solka daite. It's only a havamina of the way the Gemara understands this pasuk, is that it's referring to the Oivdei Kechavim. And what the pasuk is saying is that the Avodah Zarahs themselves, the Getchkis, are going to walk into Beis Din, and they are going to be made about all the people that worship them. And the Navi Yeshaya is saying, yitnu edayim. They're going to come and be made about all the people that worship the Yitztaku. And you think that they're going to walk out righteous? Of course not. Because to the extent that Avodah Zarah is going to be made about Oivdeha, so of course Oivdeha are ultimately going to be implicated. But the point is that you see that the Avodah Zarahs are described as the Edayim with an ayin of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, being that again, the yontif, the chagah of the Oivdei Kechavim is the climax of their avodah of Avodah Zarah. It makes a lot of sense, or at the very least, loy mishtabish, if you thought the right gersa is, to say it with an ayin. Says the Gemara, mandatani edayim, the mandam that said edayim with an aleph, my tamadoy toni edayim, why didn't he say edayim with an ayin? Meaning they both seem to have merit. You could say edayim with an aleph, ki karav yoy meidam. Avodah Zarah is the source of the destruction of the Oivdei Kechavim. You could say with an ayin, because they're also going to be made about the Oivdei Avodah Kechavim. But why then did the man Dama that say with an aleph prefer the ayin? Amalachi is going to tell you Tavra Adif. For sure, he prefers this, because a dayin with an aleph describes a destruction, as opposed to a dayin with an ayin is the testimony that's going to lead to the verdict, which will lead to the destruction. But for sure, Tavra Adif, man Dama, the man Dama that says with an ayin, my tami loitani a dayin, why didn't he say with an aleph? Amalachi is going to tell you, because man could garim luhu Tavra. What caused the destruction of the Oivdei Kechavim? It's Eidus Shehi, Idu Ba'atzman, it's the Eidus that the Avodah Zarah was made itself, but the point is, Hilkoch Eidus Adifa, he felt that Eidus is better. Meaning, this is like a chicken and an egg. You can go either way, but the bottom line is, Mandatani Eidem with an Aleph, because he holds Tavra Adif, Kikarvi Eidam Azloim Mishnabish, who Mandatani Eidem with an Ayin, because of Yitnu Eidem V'Yitztaku, and it's because the Eidus is Adifa, is also Loim Mishnabish. But the Gemara has a problem with this. Hai Yitnu Eidem V'Yitztaku, what if Kechavim said, is that true? That pasuk in Yeshaya Perik Mem Gimel, that says Yitnu Eidem V'Yitztaku, that we just taijt hashta sol gadaite, like Rashi says, ba'avoid the Kechavim, that Yitnu Eidem, that avoid the Zorah is going to be made V'Yitztaku, right? Is there any way that the Oivdei Kechavim are going to be righteous? it presupposes that the pasuk is talking about Ovdei Kechavim. Is that true, Habi Yisrael? Because if it's not true, because we know that that pasuk is actually talking about Klal Yisrael. Don't Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Shmuel Levi said, "Come mitzvah Yisrael, Oisim Boylem Hazeh." All mitzvahs that the Yidden do Boylem Hazeh, Boys from Eidus, Boylem Haba. The mitzvahs themselves are going to be made about the Yidden Boylem Haba. As the pasuk says, "Yitnu Eidayim v'Yitzdaku Elu Yisrael." It's referring to Klal Yisrael, and who are the Eidayim? It's the mitzvahs that the Yidden do, and v'Yitzdaku is not Balashim Pitmiya. V'Yitzdaku is, yeah, it's actually going to be Yitzdaku. In fact, when the pasuk continues the next words and says Yishmu v'yomru emes elu Ovdei Kechavim, that's referring to the Ovdei Kechavim who are going to say, yes, we are mitzdarif lanal, we agree, we can testify that the Jews were moisen nefesh in incredible ways throughout the generations to keep Torah mitzvahs. So Yidnu Eideyim is actually referring to the mitzvahs, and it's referring to Klal Yisrael, and the Yitzdaku is in the positive sense. It's benichusa. It's not beloshem bitmiya. So how could you tell me, man detoni Eideyim loy mishtamesh, because it says Yidnu Eideyim the Yitzdaku? The pasuk is not talking about the Ovdei Kechavim, it's talking about Yidden. Elo, Amar Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua. So Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua said, man de Tony Eideyim, Meyach. You have to say that the one that had the Girsa Eideyim with an ayin, he got that word from somewhere else. It's also a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's not Yeshaya Mem Gimel, it's Yeshaya Mem Dalet. This pasuk says as follows: Yoitzrei Pesel, the ones that create the Pesels, right, the Getchkes, Kulam Toyu, they're all empty. V'chamudeyim, and the things that they cherish and that they love so much, Bal Yoilu, don't help. The Eideyim Hema, not just that. Meaning, not only do they not help, but to add insult to injury, they're actually going to be made about them, and they are going to be the source of their downfall. But the point is that this is a pasuk that for sure is talking about Avodah Zarah, Yoitzrei Pesel, right? That's clearly what's going on over here. And it says the word Eideyim with an ayin, thus mandatoni Eideyim with an ayin leimishtavish. So what's the 2.0 version of mandatoni Eideyim with an aleph leimishtavish? Mandatoni Eideyim with an ayin leimishtavish. Mandatoni Eideyim with an aleph leimishtavish. Tichsiv ki korav yoim edam tavra adif. Mandatoni Eideyim with an ayin leimishtavish. It's because it says ve'eideyim hema, and he holds that edus is adifa. Now, this Gemara right here mentions a machlokes Rav and Shmuel chadama chadama, who we don't know who said what. Right? Did Rav say it's Eideyim with an aleph and Shmuel said with an ayin? Or did Shmuel say it's Eideyim with an aleph and Rav said Eideyim with an aleph? So where do you run? You run to Rav Reuven Margolis and a sefer Shem Oilam, because even though we didn't know, us mortals, he knew. But the truth is, this one is very, very easy, because this one's a mefurish in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is right here in the beginning of the Masechta, and the Yerushalmi says as follows: Rav Omar. Rav said regarding our Mishnah, Eideyim with an ayin. V'Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel said, Eideyim with an aleph. And the Gemara says, Manda Amar Eideyim with an ayin, Ve'Eideyim Hema, like the Maskon of our Gemara. U'manda Amar Eideyim with an aleph, Ki Karav Yoyim Eidam. But the truth is that as it relates to this Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel says, Ravum Ragolus Mefurashi B'Yerushalmi, this we don't even have to come on to any Kishrin and any Pilpul. All you have to know is the Yerushalmi right here in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So in the Bavli, it was a Chad Amar, Chad Amar. But you see clearly in the Yerushalmi, it was very, very Mefurish which way it was. Another thing that's, I think, worth mentioning, and that is, so we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is Eideyim with an aleph, or is Eideyim with an ayin? The truth is, there's many Gemaras in Shas that discuss a word in the Mishnah where there was a machlokes amayuram, what the right spelling of that word is. Ketzad ma'abrin, that's the fifth parak in the Sechta's Erevin. And the Gemara there too brings the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chad omar, it's ma'abrin with an aleph. V'chad omar, it's ma'abrin with an ayin. Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. Believe it or not, there were those that thought that it wasn't called the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, it was the Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Is it with a hey or is it with a ches? You can see where that can get confused. Reb Tzvi Eshchayes in the Zagoyis Anshas, on that Gemara, in Masechta Sukkadaf Nun, he says that I believe this is a raya to my thesis that whereas everyone thinks, Zil Karibe Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah, I don't think Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah. And my proof is because there's so many Gemaras in Shas where you see that the Amiram are debating and they're discussing the right pronunciation of a word in Mishnah. I understand. What's the Shiloh? Why don't you go open up Mishnayos and take a look and see what it says over there? Quotes the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, where the Gemara was once discussing how many words there are in the Torah. So the Gemara said, I don't know what the issue is. Bring a Sefer Torah and count. So we know that's a move, right? It's one of the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes. It's called look inside, right? Open the Sefer. Ayin Shav. really do it. So if that's the case, Frank the Marzach, he says, I don't understand how you could have had all these machloikas. And so he said, this is a raya to one of my yesoidas, Kiyotua. He wrote a lot of yesoidas in Klali Ashas. And he says, to me, it's poshet that everyone thinks that Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah. He didn't write the Mishnah. As a matter of fact, even in this man of Damayroyan, the Mishnah had not yet been written. So what did he do? He was misadded the Mishnah. Now the truth is this true? I mean, obviously, Rabbi Tzvi Ashchayis did everybody agree with him? No, this is a very big shmooze, but for sure, this Mishnah right here is another Marim Mokim as it relates to this idea. Just one other Ha'ara that's worth mentioning, and that is Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Kol mitzvois she Yisrael oisem ba'ilam hazeh, ba'is u'me'idah islam ba'ilam haba, any mitzvah that Yid does ba'ilam hazeh, the mitzvah is going to come, it's going to be made. So if you can visualize, a person is standing in Shemayim, he's giving din v'cheshbin, and they call in now witnesses to come testify on his behalf, and all of a sudden mitzvahs come in. Tefillin comes in, Kriyat Shema comes in, the daf comes in, right? All of a sudden, all these mitzvahs come in. Is that the visual? So the Mashal says, yes, but not mamish. What is the oimik of this Gemara? So the Mashal says that every maisa that a person does, whether it's a good thing or whether it's a bad thing, creates a malach. So a mitzvah creates a positive malach, and an avera creates a negative malach. There's malachim that are mitzad atoiv, and then there are malachim that are from the sitra achra. Says the Marsha, where Rabbi Shua Balevi meant when he said that the mitzvahs are boyis umeida islam lo'ilam abba, doesn't mean the mitzvah per se. What it means is the malach, which is a being that was created al yaday the mitzvah, that mitzvah is going to walk in, or that malach is going to walk into the heavenly tribunal, into the heavenly court, and that malach is what's going to testify. Truth is, the Marsha says this in many places. One of the places the Marsha says this is on a Gemara Masechta, Tainus Taf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. This is not a good Gemara to mention the beginning of a Masechta. So the Gemara there is talking about how a person's going to have to give din v'cheshbon one day. So middle of the Gemara, it says v'shema yoyimar adam, a person's going to say, me may it be, right? Yeah, mitzvahs, not mitzvahs. Let's be honest. Who's watching? Right? Now today it's a little bit harder to say that with all the advanced technology that we have. We know everyone's watching. But me may it be, a person might say. Says the Gemara, Avnei Beisei Shal Adam, V'Koyreis Beisei Shal Adam Yidim Boy. You want to know who's going to be made on a person? Avnei Beisei Shal Adam, V'Koyreis Beisei Shal Adam. A person's house, the bricks and mortar, are going to be made. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ki Even Mikir Tizak, V'Kofis Me'etzi Anenu. The stone is going to yell out from the wall. V'kofetz, the brick, me'etzi anena, is going to say edus, loisana bireyacha, right? It's going to say edus. From where? From the wood itself. Meaning the bricks and mortar of the person's house are going to be made. By the way, the Svar Makdoshim say, what's the oimik? It's because we know that a person is mashpia on his surroundings. Right, this is Parshas Noach 101. This is Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. All the Avonim were fighting. Olayu niach tzadik es roshay. So a person's house is mushpa from the way he lived his house. And they're going to be able to look at literally Avnei Beisei Shal Adam and Koyreis Beisei Shal Adam, and they're going to be able to chap what went on in this house. Was this their Kedusha in this house? Or were there other things in this house? Literally, the house itself will be made. Either way, the Brisa continues and says, Rabbi Shmuel said, you want to know who's going to be made? Shnei Malachi Asharis. It's the two Malachi Asharis that a Malava person, they're going to be made. As the Pasuk says, Ki Malach of Yitzavalach. Rabbi Chidkot said, Nishmasei Shal Adam Himi Id Olam. A person's Nisham is going to be made. Shnei Mishoy Cheves Cheikah. So in this price, there's four different suggestions of who the Eidos, who are the witnesses going to be in the next world. Avnei Beisei Shal Adam, V'Koyreis Beisei Shal Adam, that's one. The Shnei Malachi Ashores, Hamilavim Loi La'Adam, that's two. Nishmasai Shal Adam is three. Eivarav Shal Adam, that's four. We once mentioned the Keren Oira. Mesechtes Tainus on this Gemara says that it could be that the reason there's four different groups of idios that are mentioned over here in this Gemara, it's connected to four zmanim that a yid has to serve Hashem. We say it in Kriyat Shema, Pamayim Bahava, B'shivtecha B'veisecha, Uvlechtecha V'aderech, Uveshachpecha, Ufkumecha. B'shivtecha B'veisecha, a person has to serve Hashem. Keneged that, Avnei Beisei V'Koyreis Beisei Shal Adam are going to be made. B'shivtecha B'veisecha, how did he conduct himself? Uvlechtecha V'aderech, a person has to be serving Hashem. The Shnei Malachi Asharis, Hamilavin Loi La'odam, Hein Me'idin Olav, how did this person behave when he wasn't home? How did he behave when he was traveling? How did he behave when he was Obelechtecha Baderech? A person has to serve Hashem B'shachpecha. When he's sleeping, when he's lying in bed, when a person goes to sleep, his neshama goes up to Shammai. That's why every morning we say, Alikai neshama shenasatabi, hamachzir neshama yislavkar in basim. That's neshmasai shaladam yidah olav. When the person is sleeping, and then finally, evarim shaladam yidim by how the person wakes up. You wake up, you're evarim, they're lazy, they don't want to get out of bed, or you're waking up, mamish, moida ani lefanecha melechai v'kayim, and that's the evarim shaladam that are going to be made. But the marsha on this Gemara here in Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph says, that I'm no, I went through the Gemara. I see four different suggestions of what's going to be made. None of them should with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It's the mitzvahs. Here it's Avnei Beisei Shaladim and Kuris Beisei Shaladim. It's Shnei Malachi Ashore Samalav and Loiladim. It's Nishmasei Shaladim and it's Eivarav Shaladim. What about the mitzvahs? As the Marsha, the Shnei Malachi Ashore are the mitzvahs. Because really, it's the Malach that's created all day. The mitzvahs that's related to those Shnei Malachi Ashore above my pay grade. But I'll go put them. This is another place where the Marsha talks about this Indian. We know the Shnei Malachi Ashore is that Malav a person Friday night. Shalom Aleichem. Tzeischem L'shalom. These are all related to each other. Something that the Marsha talks about so many times. The rat is peerish either way. We now begin the next Gemara, which, from all the classics in today's daf, this is the classic, says the Halakha Gemara. Darish Rab Chanina bar Papa b'Tamei Rab Samlohi. So Rab Chanina bar Papa said, some say Rab Samlohi said, it's Gishmak. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, we don't even know who said it. Could be it was Rab Chanina ben Papa, it could be it was Rab Samlohi. La'asad lavoi, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Manicha B'Chek. La'asad lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah, and he's going to put it in his chek, literally in his lap. Va'omer, and he's going to say, L'misha Asak Ba Yava V'Yitel Schar. Any person that heard of it in this, any person that learned Torah should come take his schach. Immediately, all the Ovdei Kechavim are going to come, and they're going to come in our Arvuvio, meaning they're going to be all intermingled. It's going to be like a United Nations. They're all going to be confused. Shenemar, as it says, Kol HaGoyim Nikpitzu Yachtov. Now, what does it say, Kol HaGoyim Nikpitzu Yachtov? So this is in Yeshaya Perek Mem Gimel. It's the Pasuk that the Gemara mentioned a moment ago that says, Yitnu Edeyem V'Yitztaku. Now, the Gemara mentioned that pasuk twice. First, thinking that it's referring to the Ovdei Kechavim, and that's the makar to mandatoni edayim with an ayin loy mishdamish. But then the Gemara fell off of that. The Gemara said, based on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, yitnu edayim v'yitztak was actually referring to Klal Yisrael, that the mitzvahs, or the malach that's created all the mitzvahs, are going to come and they're going to be made, that the Yidden did what they were supposed to do. And really, it's because Kol HaGoyim Nikpitzu Yachtov is the beginning of that pasuk that we just mentioned, right? Follow the paper trail when you learn a Agadat Gemara. It's for that reason that we're mentioning this Dvar HaGadol here. Either way, so how does that pasuk begin? It begins Kol HaGoyim Nikpitzu Yachtov. And Rab Chanina bar Papa, or some say Rab Samloi, said that this pasuk and this visual is describing loss of love. Rav Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah, and he's going to say anyone that was Isaac in this Sefer Torah should come take the schar. And immediately all the goyim are going to come barbuvio. And where do you see the barbuvio? Kol goyim nikpetsu yachtov. Yachtov means they're going to be all semish barbuvio. I'm going to make Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell them al tikansul lufanei barbuvio. Don't come barbuvio. Right, single file line, please. Elati kones kol uma v'uma v'seifre. I want each uma to come individually. Shenemar, how do you know that? You know that from the next words in the pasuk. It says right afterwards, V'ye asfu l'umim. They're going to be gathered as nations. Now, how do you know the umim means nations? V'ein lo'im ela malchus shenemar. The pasuk says, U'lo'im melo'im yematz. So initially, they're going to come, kol ha'goyim nikpetsu yachta bar buvyo. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Chevra, sort it out a little bit, and then come back. V'ye asfu l'umim. Mi'ikar avuvikavim Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara interrupts and says, one second. It sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow going to be thrown off by Dar Buvyo. Ki'ilu, we need v'ye asfu l'umim, that it should be each malchus individually for the clarity of the judge, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to figure out what's going on. The Gemara says, that can't be. Elos, as the Gemara, you have to say the reason the Eved is going to want it sorted out is kihechu deloy la'arbevu inu. They shouldn't be confused. The lishmu mai da amar lohus, like this, they'll understand what the Eved is telling them. They'll be together with their compadres, so they'll be able to discuss and talk about whatever needs to be discussed and talked about. So it's not for the clarity of the judge, but to the contrary, it's so that it should be an honest judgment. Like this, they'll be able to huddle with their chevra in an appropriate way. Says the Gemara, Miyad, immediately, Nichtas alafadam alchus rem yitchil. So after all the nations are going to be sorted out, and they're going to be ve'ye asfu l'umim, so the first nation is going to enter. Who's the first nation that's going to enter? It's Roimi. My time, why Roimi? Mishum de chashiva. Because from all the nations in the world, Roimi is the most chashiv. No, the chashiva, how do you know that it's so chashiv? We know it based on a pasuk in Daniel. So this is in Daniel Perek Zayin, where Daniel sees these nevuos and these visions that Ayin Lo Yirasa. And one of the things that that Daniel saw was he saw four beasts in his visions, and he understood that these beasts were really symbols and remozim of four nations that were going to give the Yidden a very hard time. And the one that was by far the most intense, the most grotesque, the scariest, was the beast that he describes as one that's going to be Vesechul Kol Ara Usidushina Vesadkina. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, you want to know which beast that was? It's Roimi Chayeves. It's Roimi Chayeves. What we know as Roimi, the guilty Roimi, Shetiva Yotzeh B'chal Olam, that was so powerful, it was very, very famous, but also it did incredible damage. And that's what that those words mean. Vesechul Kolara, it's going to eat the entire land. Usidushina Vesatkina, it's going to thresh it, it's going to crush it, right? It's going to grind it, make it dak dak. The point is that you see from the descriptions of the four beasts, which represent these four umos, that the one by far that has the most potency is, the way Rabbi Yochanan said it, is Raimi. So you see that Raimi is most chashuv, because Raimi is most chashuv, that's the reason that Raimi is going to come in first. Says Raimi Nolan, the man chashuv ayal bereisho. Okay, so you prove that Raimi is the most chashuv, but just because it's the most chashuv, does that mean that it comes in first? Right, the question is, why Raimi first? So it's because it's the most chashuv. How do you know it's the most chashuv? Daniel Perek Zayin. Okay, but you still didn't answer the question. Just because it's the most chashuv, therefore it comes in first. So the Gemara says, yeah, we know the man the chashuv al bereish, because Rav Chizid, Kodesh Baruch Hu is judging the Melech and he's judging the Tzibur. So who does he judge first? Or if a Bezdin is judging a Melech and judging a Tzibur, who does he judge first? Melech nichnas tchilo ledin. The Melech always comes first. Remember, the pasuk says, "Lasois mishpat avdoi," and then afterwards, "Umishpat ami Yisrael." So mishpat avdoi is referring to the Melech. Mishpat ami Yisrael is referring to the Tzibur. Of time of night, what's the reason? Samar says two reasons. Ibai says it could be the reason is lav oirachar the mitzvah malkum eabroi. Listen, you're a Melech, so I'm tossing Melech a Melech. You have an obligation to give him kovid. It's just inappropriate for the Melech to be sitting in the waiting room. Some say because sometimes when a judge judges, you know, he can get very angry during the course of the day. This person did this aveira, this person did this crime, and we don't want the melech's judgment to be on some level altered because we have a frustrated judge. So like this, you do it in the beginning of the day, just had his coffee, his double espresso, so like this, he's going to be in a good place. You wait later in the day, believe it or not, that could change how the judge is going to go about doing what he does. Either way, so who's the first nation that's going to enter? In the end of days, it's going to be Roimi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn to Roimi. He's going to tell me, Maya Sakh, and tell me. So what did you do? Meaning, you're coming here under the premise that you were Isaac in the Torah, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing a Sefer Torah, Menicha V'Torah Chekoi, whoever was Isaac in the Torah, Yavav Yitel Zchara. So tell me a little bit about why you believe you deserve to now have a portion of the world to come. I'm in the fun of they're going to say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Harbi Shvakim Tokininu. You know what we did. We made so many Shvakim. Harbi Merchatzoi Sassinu. We built all these bathhouses. Harbi Kesef Azav Rebinu. We accumulated so much money. Everything that we did for the Yidden, so that they should be able to learn Torah. Oh, so even though we didn't learn Torah per se, but we facilitated so much Limud HaTorah, and as a result, we believe we deserve Schar. I'm going to call the Baruch Hu is going to turn to them. He's going to tell them, "Shoytim Shaba Olam, you fools! Kol Masha Osisem LeTzayrich Atzmechem Osisem. Everything that you did for yourself. Tikantem Shvakim. The reason you made these Shvakim was LaHishavem Zoynois. It was for Gilei Arayis. Merchatzois LaHadim Ben Matzmechan. It was also for Taiva. These bathhouses were very pleasurable. And Kesev Azov. You want to talk about all the money that you made? That has no Shaychus to you. Shalihu." That's not even on the table for discussion. You had no free will for that. Because I own all the money. Shem, as the pasuk says, Liya Kesef V'li Hazov Nu'um Hashem Tzvokos. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, and these are the next words in that pasuk in Yeshayahu Perikem Mem Gimel. Klum Yeshbochem Magid Zois. Is there anyone that can come in and actually prove that he learned Torah? Shenemar, as the pasuk continues and says, "Mibochem yagid zois vein zois alotayr." We know zois means tayr. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vezois atayr hashasam Moshe miyad." They're not going to be able to answer that question because, at the end of the day, bathhouses, yeah, cities and shukim, yeah, kesev izov, yeah, a betayr. And as a result, they will not be able to answer in the affirmative to that question. They're going to be quiet. Miyad immediately. They're going to leave. And they're going to leave bepachei nefesh. They're going to leave all ungezes. Yatzis malchus roimi. So roimi is going to leave. And ichzis malchus paras. And incredibly, the next nation that's going to enter is the nation of Persia. My time. Why Persia? Tachshiva basra. Because after roimi, the second most chashuv nation is Persia. How do you know that? Because it's a pasuk. It says, "Va'aru cheva acharai tinyana dam yuladayif." This is the second of the chayos that Daniel saw, and he compared that chaya to a dayif. He said it was dam yuladayif. It was mamish a dayif, but it was like similar to a bear. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "You want to know who that beast was? Il parsir." He saw the Persians. And the reason they're referred to as a doiv, the reason they're referred to as a beer, is because they eat and drink like a beer. And they're very hairy like beers. Like doiv. Got ahead of myself. That's hairy. And they're all over the place like a doiv. Either way, so you see that the second beast that Daniel sees is the one that's Damilodov. It seems to be the second in terms of Cheshivas. And we know it's referring to Paras. You see, Paras is number two in Cheshivas. I'm on the Kaddish Baruch. So when Paras is going to walk into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's court, HaKadosh Baruch is going to tell them, Maya Sakhtam, tell me, what were you, Isaac? I'm in the farm, they're considering, Bainu Shalom. Harbik Shon Goshan, we made bridges. Harbik Krachim Kovashnu, we conquered cities. Harbik Melchom Yisasino, we waged many wars. For Kulam Lo Yasino, Elbashvi, Sokadeshis, ask me, everything that we did, we did for Klai, so they should be able to learn Torah. I'm on the Kaddish Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is going to tell them, Kol Mashe Osisam, Litzarech Atzmechem Osisam. It's not true. Everything that you did for yourself. Tikanting Sharik, you made bridges. Lito Mehameches, because you wanted to take tolls. Krachin, you made cities. Lasis Behemangaria, so that you'd be able to enlist the Hevra into your army. And Mulchamois, as it relates to Mulchamois, you have no Sheikhis to Mulchamois. You think you have the free will to decide when to go to war and when not to go to war. And you'll see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the words I make, Shinim, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Ish Milchama, and Hashem's going to tell them again, Klum Yechbechem Magid Zois, Tachlis, is there anything that you could tell me? Did you learn a word of Torah? Where do you see that? Shenema, those are the next words, Mibochem Yag, Zois, Nein, Zois, Ala Torah, Shenema, Zois, Atoya, Chasom, Moshe, Miyad, immediately, Yechbechem, Milfana, Bepachei Nefesh, they're going to leave, Bepachei Nefesh. Now, before we go weiter, just a few observations as it relates to this Gemara. Again, these are Gemaras that we've seen so many times, but the Emes Medrash, Beloi Chiddush. Number one, if you look at what Hashem is going to tell Roimi and what Hashem is going to tell Paras, it's not mamash the same. Roimi comes and Roimi says that we went and we made many shvakim, we made many merchatzois, we amassed a tremendous amount of money. Everything we did for Klal Yisrael. What does the Eibishter respond to him? He says, not true, he did everything for Taifa. He said, you made shvakim, it was for Zoinus. You made merchatzois, it was la'adin atzmechem. When Paras is going to make the same argument, and Paras is going to say that, you know, we made bridges, we made krakim, what's the Eibishter going to tell Paras? He's not going to say you did it for taifa. He's going to say you did it for money, right? You did it because you wanted tolls. You did it because you wanted to enlist people into your army. It wasn't related to taifa. It was more related to money. It was related to power. So it's just interesting that Roimi is going to be accused of being bali taifa. Everything you did was for taifa. As opposed to Paras is going to be told that everything you did for your money slash military slash power. It's a different Indian. Another thing is they're going to all come very excited, right? They're going to say, oh, what do you mean? Of course we have a chelik in Torah. We have a chelik in Torah because of the fact that we facilitated so much Torah. Now, the Eibush is going to prove them wrong. Shoytim shepa oylam, miyad yetsu bepachei nefesh. They're going to leave bepachei nefesh. The Pasuk says, Torah Hashem temima meshivas nefesh. Just one knetch based on this Gemara, but desire that base. The ones that don't learn Torah, they're going to be yoytze bepachei nefesh. You always think of meshivas nefesh ba'al mahadein, which of course is true, but it's true ba'al mahadasi as well. The dikto kaloshen in this Gemara, but desire that base on the base. Whoever is going to walk out unsuccessful, the Gemara describes as leaving bepachei nefesh. Why? Because they couldn't answer in the affirmative, mibochem yagid zois. Teres Hashem, Temima is Meshivas Nafesh. You're going to spear yourself from that feeling of pachei nefesh, which is going to come to the people that didn't learn Torah, loss of love. And of course, the maramak with the hey ayidiyah, as relates to this gemara, something we've spoken about so many times, is the first briskerov in Sefer ala Torah and Parshas Bereishis, where the briskerov asks all the obvious questions on this gemara. He says, first of all, we're dealing with loss of love. Loss of love, there's going to be such clarity in the world. How are these umayis oilam going to have the chutzpah, the audacity to look at Kadosh Baruch in the eye and say that everything that we did b'shvah? You want to say it today, you can say whatever you want. Caesar going to leave him. But loss of love, you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's Ummal Aretz Deya Kamayim L'Yom Echasim. How are they going to have the audacity to be able to do that? And it's not just that, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's his response? His response is not that you're lying. Shaitim Shema Olam, you fools. The Ebishta L'Chayr should have said Maran Agris, Shakronim Shema Olam. Why do you only say Shaitim Shema Olam? So the Briskerov said like only the Briskerov could say. Because the emphasis is just the opposite. We're dealing with loss of love. With loss of love, we're going to realize that every single thing that happened in this world happened for Klal Yisrael. Bereishis bara lekim esa shemayim veesa ares. Bereishis bishvil atayr shenkereishis u bishvil yisrael shenikru reishis. Rashi in the beginning of his pirush al atayra. The whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. And the umay sa'olam, loss of love, they're going to see that. And they're going to see that in high definition. And they're going to chab, one second, we thought we had no shot. But now that we realize that all the wars, all the money, everything that we ever did was all for Klal Yisrael. So we played such an important role in the master plan of Hashem. So Adarabah, so Kumtun Zepis, and they're going to come running in. Miyad Nichasareimi, Vachareh Paras. Everyone's going to come storming in. They're going to have the best argument in the world. Everything we did was for Klal, because it's true. That Dafka making the argument loss of love, because that's Dafka when they're going to see it with clarity. It's not, it's loss of love. No, it's because it's loss of love. It's Malar Day. No, it's because it's a Malar Day. Because that is the Malar Day. That's going to be the clarity. The clarity is going to be that Hashem Echad Ushma Echad, that everything that happened was B'shul HaTayr B'shul Yisrael. What's the Abish's response going to be? He's saying, good. Is that why you did it? A person's put in this world with free will. Of course, ultimately every decision you made was playing a role in Torah. And based on that, of course you facilitated a tremendous amount of Torah. But that wasn't your intention and that wasn't your motivation. And as a result, no. Either way, returning to our narrative over here, says the Gemara. So again, Rami's going to come. They're going to leave a pachin nefesh, and then Paris is going to come, and they're going to leave a pachin nefesh. Says the Gemara of Chimiach, the Chassas Machas Paris, the Machas Roimid Lim Mahani Vilei Midi. When Paris is going to see Roimi, and they're going to see that whatever they tried doing didn't work, my time, Ailo, why are they going to go in? Meaning, Roimi came with this whole chap, the briskerov, right? But it didn't work. So if it didn't work, why is Paris entering? So the Gemara says they're going to make the following cheshbon. Inu Sasri Beis HaMikdosh Vanan Boninon. They feel that there's a very big difference between us and them. Roimi destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Roimi. We built the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was built by Cyrus the Great, Koresh, the son of Esther Nachashverosh. They built the second Beis HaMikdash. And being that, they feel like, A, Roimi has the kitshruk of Korban Beis HaMikdash, and they 180 degrees apart have the schus of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Maybe on some level that's going to help them. And the Gemara continues and says, V'chein l'chol uma v'uma. As it relates to every other uma, when they're going to see that the previous nation was unsuccessful, meaning, even though we only mentioned two of the nations, but really all the nations are going to enter, all the Ayin L'Shainites, right? So if they're all going to enter, so if they see the one before them was unsuccessful, why are they going to try? Sorry, because they're going to make a comparable cheshbon, not as dramatic as, oh, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, we built the Beis HaMikdash, but they're going to say, they were like worse than us. That's what Tosfos learns the Gemara. And being that they were worse than us, so good. So maybe their argument is not being accepted, but we weren't as bad as them. And it's for that reason ours is being accepted. And another thing that the Gemara feels it needs to work out. Why is it that the Gemara mentions and details what Roimi and Paras' argument is going to be, loss of love, right? But it doesn't detail and mention what the other nation's argument is going to be. So the Gemara says, it's because these two nations, Roimi and Paras, are going to be big deals in the end of days. And they're going to be superpowers in the end of days. Their malchus is going to exist at the time of L'Asad L'Avay. And it's for that reason we're giving them a certain amount of chshivus in this sugya because of the prominence in which they are going to be held. Ba'achris Hayam. Oimrim Lefanav, says the Gemara. Rebbeinu Shalom. So now the Umay Sayyim are a little bit stuck, right? We're in the middle of teaching this pasuk. Right? That's what we're up to. The Gemara explained that it's referring to loss of love. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the Sefer Torah, and he says, anyone that was Isaac in Torah, Yavoi V'yitel Schar. Roimi comes in right away. Paras comes in right away. Eibishter flicks them out. Yitzu b'pachei nefesh. Why? Because Mibachem Yagid Zeis. Because at the end of the day, they have no chilek in Torah. Even though they're going to realize loss of love, that really everything they did was for the Torah. But Shaitim Shab'olim, that wasn't their covenant. Okay, so now they need a appeal, right? They have to come with some counter offer. I'm in the fun of they're going to say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Kluna Sato Lond of Leiki Banu. It's true. It's true. You wonder if we learned Torah now. And you wonder if all the things that we did was for Klal Yisrael. I mean, it was, but that wasn't our intention. And as a result, based on that, we shouldn't have anything. Abba Lamaisa says the Gemara, the Umay Sa'olam, I'm going to tell Hashem, Klum Nasato Lond of Leiki Banu, you never offered us the Torah. So, being that you never offered us the Torah, so how can you have tainas on us now that we're not keeping it? So the Gemara says, one second, could they say that David should never offer them Torah? It's not true. Fuck, if the pasuk says, Vayyemash, Vayyem, Moshe Rabbeinu talking, right in the beginning of Parashas V'zayis HaBracha. Vayyemar, Hashem Yisinai Ba, V'zorach Meiseir Lamai. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says, Eloika Meiteimon Yovik. Now the first pasuk, Hashem Yisinai Ba, V'zorach Meiseir Lamai, is a pasuk in Parashas V'zayis HaBracha. The second pasuk, Eloika Meiteimon Yovik, is a pasuk in Chabakuk. But you see from here that this is circa Maimon Har Sinai, right? Misinai Ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is circa Sinai, is coming from Seir, and he's coming from Paran, right? Eloka meitemon yavoi, it's really the next part of the pasuk. V'kadosh mehar Paran. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming from Seir, and he's coming from Paran. Ma'boi b'Seir, u'ma'boi b'Paran. Why was Eibishten in Seir around the time that he gave us the Torah? Why was Eibishten in Paran? We learn from these psukim that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to give the Torah, he offered it to every and to every lashon. V'loi kiblu, and they didn't accept it. Ad shabai yitzel Yisrael, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael, v'kibluah, and they were mekabelah. But what do you see from these two psukim? That Hashem offered the Torah to all the Umay Sa'olam. Now, what do you see that he offered it to all the Umay Sa'olam? Vayomer Hashem misinai ba, v'zorach meiseir lamai. It also says, Eloikam mitemon yavai, and the punchline is in the Vegaimer, right? This is an example how we're supposed to know Nach. So sometimes the Gemara will just mention the beginning of a pasuk, say Vegaimer, and we're supposed to know the end of the pasuk. It's really the next parts of the pasuk. Vekodesh mehar Paran. So Hashem is in Seir. Hashem is in Paran. Why is he in Seir? Why is he in Paran? Vizorach meseir lama is in Seir. The Kodesh Mehar Paran, the Vegoimer part of the Pasuk in Chabakuk, he's in Paran. Or must be, he's going to give the Torah to all the Umay Sa'olam. Now, where do you see that? So Rashi says, Seir was the land of Esav, Paran was the land of Yishmael. So you see that the Eibishter, before he came to Sinai, he first goes to Seir and he first goes to Paran. See, first is dealing with Esav, why is he with Esav? And he's first dealing with Yishmael, why is he dealing with Yishmael? Or must be, he went to offer them the Torah. So you see for me that the Eibishter offered the Torah to Esav first, he offered it to Yishmael as well, and then he offered it to Klal Yisrael. Now the Lashon HaGemara is that the Eibishter offered it to all the Umayis. Where do you see that he offered it to all the Umayis? You don't see that Mefurish. But Rabbi Yochanan said that if Hashem offered it to Esav, and he offered it to Yishmael, presumably he offered it to everybody. Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha, just a chumash kasha, and that is, we know the Eibishter offered it to Esav, because it says, V'zarech meisei olamai. And we know he offered it to Yishmael because of a pasuk in Chabakuk. Eloikam mitemon yavai v'kodesh mea paran. And paran is Eretz Yishmael. Frey Tosfos, the same pasuk that says, V'zarech meisei olamai, also mentions paran. Vayoyim, Hashem misinai ba, V'zarech meisei olamai, hoifio mehar paran. Everyone knows this pasuk. We hear it 1,000 times in some chastayr. V'asim rivayis kaidesh, mi minoy eish das lamai. So it's a mefurish, a pasuk in the Torah that the Eibishter had been to Seir and he had been to Paran. So if that's the case, why do I have a pasuk in V'zayis HaBracha to tell me that the Eibishter offered it to Esav and a pasuk in Chabakuk that the Eibishter offered it to Yishmael? In the pasuk in V'zayis HaBracha Gufa, you see V'zarech Meiseir Lamai, and you also see Hayfiyah Me'ar Paran. By the way, not for now, but Just one very interesting thing. If you look at the Ramban is Pirush al HaTayr. He actually asks that, why does the Pasuk say, V'zorach miseir lomoy, and I fear mehar paron, as if the Eibishter only offered the Torah to Esam and he offered it to Yishmael. If he really offered it to all the Umos, right, that's Lashon Gemara. Melamed shechzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol Uma v'Lashon v'loy kiblu ad shabay Eitz Yisrael v'kiblu. So he really offered it to everybody. So why does the Pasuk only mention Seir? Why does the Pasuk only mention Yishmael? So the Ramban says that really the answer to this question lies in the Lashon V'zorach miseir lomoy hoifia mehar par. What does V'zorach mean? The sun shines. V'zorach. Hashem didn't just come to Sinai from Seir. It was V'zorach miseir. There was some ha'aras ponin that the Yidden got when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from Seir. And hoifia, also Miloshin hiskalos, there was some hiskalos that we got as a result of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming from Paran. He was coming from the Ishmael. Now, to be clear, Hashem's coming to Sinai, right? So because Hashem is Sinai, but, right, to Sinai, from Sinai, right? Rashi says in Chumash that when the Yidden came to Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina had already been there, and he came to greet us like the Badekin, like the Chassan comes to greet the Kala by a Chassana, and that's me Sinai, but. But the point is that prior to Sinai, Hashem had been in Seir. Prior to Sinai, Hashem had been in Paran, and it was Vizorach me Seir. It was Hifia me our Paran. So the Ramban says, what is that all about? It sounds like there's a certain Vizorach that we had because Hashem came from Seir. There's a certain Hoifia that we had because of the fact that Hashem had come from Par. So says the Ramban, yeah. And he said, the reason is, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to Bnei Esav, and they refused it, Heir pon of Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ah, Mambalip the Klal Yisrael. I offered it. Nobody wants it. But you want it. And that gave us a tremendous aras panim. Unison alehem biyaminoi. Uzraya. For arpanov. Ki rotzom. There was an incredible ritzoy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for Klal Yisrael when he saw ma bein b'ni lebein chami. When he saw the Umay Sa'olam didn't want it. For hifia beherem lohem. Yif osoy. Vahadras ponov. Mehar paron. Kashalei rotzu b'nei Yishmael b'teira. When the Yishmaelim didn't want the Teira. When Hashem came back from Yishmael. Right, you're trying to get someone to help you and nobody wants to help you. When the person finally helps you, you have so much more hakaras hatoif to him. Because look at everybody else. Nobody else seems to care. And he cares. It makes that person look so much better. It was a vizorach me seir olamai. There was a hifia me arparan. Daika, because of the fact that seir and paran didn't want it, that made us look that much better. Says the Ramban, it's for that reason we emphasize seir and paran. We emphasize Esav and Yishmael. Because they were bnei Avram. And because they were bnei Avram, be'etzem they should have accepted the Torah. Because they know from Vanin Zeh Shtamin. And as a result, they should have taken it. And by the Bnei Avram not wanting the Torah, but Klal Yisrael, yeah, that made the Yidden look even that much better. The fact that the other Umos didn't want the Torah, I hear. But the fact that Bnei Avram don't want it, and that's why the Torah emphasizes the Vizorach Meseir Loma, if you may have pardon. It's not because the Eibishter only offered the Torah, this is the way I understand the Ramban, to Seir and pardon. It's the Vizorach Meseir Loma. That's comes from Seir. And the Hifia, that comes from Har Paran. And that's why we're emphasizing that. We're not just emphasizing the Umos that the Eibishter offered the Torah to. We're emphasizing the Vizorach. We're emphasizing the Hifia, which segues into the Asa Mirveis Kodesh, Miminoi Eish Daslami, like the Ramban says. All of those things that we got was precisely because the Umos Ha'olam rejected it. And which Umos Ha'olam bring that out the most? It's the Bnei Avram. But it is kedai to mention, we mentioned this once in the past, and that is the Chidah, and one of his Svarim says, if you want to look it up inside, it's called Achirei Tara. It's in Siman Vav. Achirei Tara is a likud of different hoysafos, addendums that the Chidah wrote to all the Sfarim. And Achirei Tara, he brings from one of the Kadmoinim, the Zera Berach. So Zera Berach is a Kadmon. If the Chidah brings him by definition, he's a Kadmon. But even he refers to him as a Shtikal, a Kadmon. And he said a Dover Pella, and that is the Eibishter only offered the Torah to Esav and Yishmael. He was never going to give the Torah to any one of the other Umos. And the reason is because they were Bnei Avram. And because they were Bnei Avram, they had a schus to get the Torah. There was no way in the world somebody from Cham was going to end up getting the Torah. The Torah was going to Bnei Avram. This is the only way that the Torah was going to be disseminated. It's a Dover Nifla. I saw that Rav David Yoel Weiss, in the beginning of Parshas V'zayis HaBrach, has a whole Arichus on this Inyan. And one of the Marmakoimus that he brings, that only he can bring, and this is in the Kuntras HaMiluim, to the Sefer Igeres Hatil, which was written by the Achia Maral, Reb Chaim Reb Tzalami Friedberg, the Sefer that we quote from so many times, right? Igeres Hatil, Sefer Chaim, and in his Kuntras HaMiluim, Oy Zayin, listen to what he says, V'zorach Meseir Lomoy, Hefiyah Mehar Parim. The Ebeshte tried giving the Torah to these Umois more. Meaning, Avad, the Achim Aral knows the Ebeshte offered it to all the Umois. Not like the Zera Beirach, but like the Ramban, that there's something unique about these two Umois, because these are the ones that are being mentioned. Why did Hashem try giving it to them more than the other Umois? Listen to this Lashon. V'vishara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'asidem beis Umois halalu l'chadesh amunois chadashes. Because Eibishter knew that these two Umois were going to be big troublemakers, and he tried giving them the real thing. He tried giving them the real title. He knew one day they in their clip have a shaykhis to Epis Inyan. And he understood that they have a shaykhis to it. And he tried offering them the real one. They rejected the real one, and instead they took Beirois Nishbarim, which again is the theme of the whole Masech Tzavei Dazar, something Be'ez Hashem we're going to get back to, but we're still here in the middle of the story somewhere. So, again, so what happened? So the Umois are going to turn to the Eibishter, and they're going to say, hey, we didn't learn Torah, true, Shaitim Shabbailam, we're fools, got it. But Abba Lamaisa, right? Lamaisa, you never offered us the Torah. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Of course, the Ebishto offered them the Torah. Shem was Machzira al Kal Umma Veloshoin, Veloy Kiblu, Achaba Etzisra, Vikiblu, Elohi Amri. You have to say this is what the Tain is going to be. Klum ki balnua, Veloy ki amnua. I mean, it's true. We were Makabal the Torah, but at the same time, we never really had to keep Torah mitzvahs. We never mitzvah Tama Torah. If we would have been mekabel the Torah, we didn't do it, so you want to punish us for that, I hear. But if we were never mekabel the Torah, so we had no obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs, so if that's the case, why are we being punished? But the Gemara says, what kind of argument is that? Va'alda tivartun. If this is what they're going to say, all their lawyers are going to be fired. Amai lo kibal tua. That's a silly argument. Hagufa, you should have been mekabel. Elekacho emir lefonov. This is what they say. Did you force us to be mekabel the Torah? K'moish ha'sisu li'Yisrael. Like you forced the Yidden. How do you know that Hashem forced the Yidden to keep Torah? The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Tahar and he made it like a gigas, like a beer barrel. He told him, and if not, this is going to be the end. We always speak of Ramei Simcha, who says, what was Kofa Leim Harki Gigas? It wasn't a physical thing. It wasn't gunpoint. But it was at the race Ladaski Hashem Olikim Eloim Bavadi. There was such clarity in the world that it was impossible not to be Mekabel the Torah. But that the Yidden got, say, the Umay Soilim. We didn't get them. Yad Emelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell them, it's true. I didn't force you to keep Torah mitzvahs. But you want to know why? HaRishoyna is Yashmi Unu. Those are the next words in this pasuk. Shenemar. You want to know why I didn't force you to take the Torah? Because look at the mitzvahs that you had before the Torah was given. Sheva mitzvahs. Shekibaltem. Heichon kiyamte. You had sheva mitzvahs. Those you were mekabel, were you mekayim that we know? Like Kaimon, how do you know that the Umayim didn't keep the Sheva mitzvahs? The Tanya Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Amav vayimoy that eretz rov yatter goyim." Matt, rov yatter. What did David see? Rov. He saw vayatter goyim, and he was matter goyim. Rov zayim mitzvahs kibla al dem bnei noach. He saw the Sheva mitzvahs that the bnei noach were mekabel. V'loy kaimum, and he saw they weren't being mekayim. Kimon shloy kaimum, being that they weren't being mekayim, the Sheva mitzvahs amad vehitiron lahem. So he says, "All right, you know what? Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach." Right? Rov vayatter goyim. You're not keeping the Sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. Okay, no worries. You don't have to deal with it anymore. Faith the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Iskuri iskur. What, you're going to benefit from the fact that you're doing something wrong? Even a lamdish sugi is a chayte, can't be niskur. Certainly, I got it to a chayte, can't be niskur. I'm a mar bered ravina. Some mar bered ravina said, loy man. I'll tell you what it means. It means that afal pichim mekayim inoiz, and Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, even if you're going to be mekayim teir mitzvahs, in mekablin aleim schar, you are not going to be rewarded for it. But al kaponim, they didn't keep the sheva mitzvah inoich. And because they didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvah Neach, that's why Hashem says, I didn't force you. You didn't deserve to get a Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. You need to earn it. You have to earn being gitzvinked. Right? Something you have to have a schus for. You didn't have the schus. Now the Gemara says, one second. You just said that Rabbi Yatagoyim means they should saw that the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach were not being observed by the Umay Salem. As a result, he was matter. He was a matter. So what does it mean that he was matter? It means that even if you're going to do it, you're not going to get schar. So we'll just push up shat. Taish. So what does it mean, vayater? It means it's mutter klapi the schar. Klapi the schar, it's as if you're doing something that is just davar mutter, and as a result, you're not going to be rewarded. But the Gemara says, is that true? Is that true? The goyim don't get schar for sheven mitzvahs bnei noach. V'tanya b'lun to the brayz. Hayu Ramei Ramei used to say, "Minayin shavu l'avikachav ma'itz b'tarish gan gadol." How do you know that even a goy who learns Torah is so holy, literally like the Kohen Gadol? Shneema the pasuk says, "Asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chay behem kohanim levi'im v'yisraelim loy nemar." It doesn't say "Asher yasa oisam kohanim levi'im v'yisraelim." It says "ha'adam elo ha'adam alamad." We learn from this, "Shavu l'avikachav ma'itz b'tarish hareu k'kohen gadol." That you see from here that even l'avikachavim that's oisik b'tarish is a Kohen Gadol. Now Tosis asks two famous kashas. Number one, "Ha'adam is l'rabbi sagoy." I thought Atem Kruyim Adam. So Rabbeinu Tam says the difference between Adam and Ha'adam. Many raid bites on that. Another famous kasha that Tosfos says is a guy who learns Torah is like the Kohen Gadol. I thought Akum that are Isaac in Torah Chai Misa. So Tosfos says it's talking about the Sheva Mitzvahs. As it relates to their halachas, their Sheva Mitzvah, then already there is an Indian that they're allowed to learn Torah. Not only are they allowed to learn Torah, but there's even Hareo Kohen Gadol. But either way, so what do you see from here? You see that a guy who learns Hilchas Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach gets chav. Kavu Chaim, if he does Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, he's going to get chav. So how could you tell me Rav Yater Goyim means Afal Pisha Mekayim Enoisam E Mekabel Aleim Schar? You don't get chav for doing the mitzvah. You get chav even for learning about the mitzvah. Certainly you're going to get chav for doing the mitzvah. Elolem Elochah, what it means is She'im Mekabel Aleim Schar Kemetzuvah V'oiso Ela Kemisha Enoi Mitzvah V'oiso. What Hashem did was He told the Goyim that being that you're not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, even if you keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, I'm going to give you schar not like someone who's obligated to do it and does it, but like someone who's not obligated to do it. You're going to get schar not like a mitzvah v'isa, but like a mitzvah v'isa. What's the difference between the schar of a mitzvah v'isa and the schar of a mitzvah v'isa? I'm Rabbi Chanin, God, a mitzvah v'isa, yoisner, mi, she'enu a mitzvah v'isa. A mitzvah v'isa schar is greater than the schar of a mitzvah v'isa, and it's for that reason, and really it's that the Ebeshah told Umay Soilam. Now, Rava Yater Goyim, you don't have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. Now, Rava Yater Goyim, you're not going to get schar, but you're going to get schar like a mitzvah v'isa. Itzala Petterberger, we mentioned this many times as well, famously said, what's the pshat? It doesn't make any sense. At the end of the day, if they're mitzvah v'isa, they should get schar like a mitzvah v'isa. So he said, why is it that God on mitzvah v'isa, yoisim misha in a mitzvah v'isa? So Tosfos says right here and other places as well, mepnesha hu doyek tamid, levatel yitzra l'kayim mitzvahs b'ayroi. A yid walks around, he has daigas, he knows that he's in this world, elikten ha-melchama, oily mi yitzri, oily mi yitzri. Right, that is chayvasa b'ilamai, to fight. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Aleph, the whole world is nisyonis, and he's dealing with a velt for nisyonis. B'chol unyonim, he's doyek Tomid, Levato Yitzroi, Ulakaya Mitzvah's Bayroi. If somebody takes mitzvah seriously, so he's dying, then you're going to get the schar that the mitzvah voice is supposed to get. But the Umay Sa'olam, being that they were not taking it seriously, so it's for that reason the Eibishter said, even when you do it, you're not doyeg? So then why should you get schar like a mitzvah voice? Schar mitzvah voice is based on the doyeg. The Umay Sa'olam weren't being doyeg. Rabbi Tzalifir Reis, with a real musar, he said that you see from here, a yid can be a mitzvah voice, but if he's not doyeg to be mekayim certain mitzvahs, he's not going to get schar like a mitzvah voice. He's going to end up getting schar like a mitzvah voice, veruyin advarim lishma amram. Either way, so where are we here? I mean, we're going to stop because otherwise we're going to not have what to do on the next daf. But we were going through this pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Gimel. Why were we going through the pasuk Yeshaya Mem Gimel? Because that pasuk says the word edus yitnu edayim v'yitztaku, and the chatchil of the Gemara thought that is referring to the avodah zaris and mandatoni edayim with an ayin, who we know from Yerushalmi is Rav loy mishtabish. But the Gemara said, no, it's really talking about the mitzvahs are going to be made. Oh, we mentioned this pasuk. Let's talk a little bit about this pasuk. And really, we're halfway darshaning this pasuk. Right, the pasuk is describing lasid lovay. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, v'ter menich v'cheikai. V'oymer l'misha asak ba, yavay v'yitel schare. And immediately, the Umay Sa'olam are going to come barbuvya. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Kol ha-goyim nikbitzu yachtav. Hashem is going to say, no arbuvya, right? I want each nation individually. Those are the next word. V'yayosfu l'umim. Hashem is going to tell them, no, what do you have to say? They're going to see loss of love, that everything that they ever did was b'shvil HaTorah, b'shvil Yisrael. So they're going to realize, because of the Molar Tzedeya, they have the greatest argument in the world. And they're going to say, everything that we did for the Torah. And the Eibush is going to say, Shaitim Shaba'olam. And the next words in the pasuk, Mi Bohem Yagid Zois, Tachlis. You have anything to say? Can you tell me Yishtekel Torah? Can you slog up my Yishtekel Torah? Something, right? You have anything intelligent to say as it relates to Torah? The answer is going to be no. But they're going to try weiter, and they're going to say, but 1 second, you never offered us the Torah. Now, I understand you offered us the Torah, but you weren't kaf aleim harkigigas. The Ebesh is going to respond. He's going to say, v'rishaynois yashmiyunu. You want to know why I didn't force you to keep the Torah? Because you had Sheva Mitzvah Neyach. You weren't keeping those Sheva Mitzvah Neyach. And in fact, that's why a guy who keeps Sheva Mitzvah Neyach gets chal again. But v'rishaynois yashmiyunu, you weren't keeping those Sheva Mitzvahs. For that reason, I felt you didn't deserve to be kaf aleim harkigigas. Either way, part two of this narrative is Bez Hashem going to be on Daf Gimel. But as it relates to Rei, just to end with two ha'aras. The first ha'ara I saw in the Sefer Netzoy Tzayar from Agoyin Rav Reuven Margolis. And by the way, if you don't know, this is a Chikava Yudia. I think we mentioned it in the Daf in the past, fleetingly, that Rav Reuven Margolis writes, right in the beginning of his Pirush on Avodah Zarah, in Sefer Nitzoytzeyar, that he started writing Margolos Hayama, Masach Tzavoy Dezar. That's what he writes. He says in his Sefer Nitzoytzeyar, which are his Hagoyis on Shas, he says, Hagoyisay Masach Tzanhedrim, Nisparsimu Besifri Margolos Hayam Krach Sanhedrim. You think? Kach, he says, Hischalti Lefarsim in Margolos Hayam Masach Tzavoy Dezar. Biyarchon Toironi, Kol Toiro, Yerushalayim Tovshin Zayin, until Tovshin Tez Zayin, Ad Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. He said, I made it until Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. Avaloi Nefnesi Oz Lahamshech. He said, but I didn't get a chance to be Mamshech. Velasher Shen Ispazru Advorim Behem Sheikhim Baharbe, Chayvroi Sidarti Oysen Bazeh, Vayu Lachodim Ez Hashem Yisbar. So over here, in the first week of Avodah Zarah, we actually have Margolis Hayam on Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. So, Nitzoy Tzayar, get your copy while you can, but you have here a week's worth of Margolos Hayam on Masechta Avodah Zarah. But Al-Koponim, in Margolos Hayam on Avodah Zarah, sounds geschmack to say that. So he brings a Ha'orah from a Kadmon, who said a Dover Nifla. Everyone knows this Gemara. We said this Gemara so many times, but in Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush. L'asad lovoy mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Menichai B'cheikah. V'oimran he's going to say, L'misha Asak Ba, Yavah V'yitah Schara. L'asad lovoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah, and he's going to be Menichai B'tay Chiddush. So this Kadmon asks, he says, why is the Eveshter bringing a Sefer Torah? It's very dramatic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means a Sefer Torah, Menichai B'tay Chiddush, whoever. But why do you need the Sefer Torah? Why is this an integral part of this equation over here? Why does the Eved need the Sefer Torah? So he said a Dover Nifla. And Rabbi Margolis brings it from the Zohar HaKadosh. We've spoken about this many times. B'shem the Vilna Gaon, who said that the Ikar Schar that we are going to get in Olam Haba is going to be Asagas HaTorah. Now, it could be in this world we don't appreciate enough why that would be the Ikar Schar. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas told us, the Zohar that Rabbi Margolis quote says that the reason we find that the Nevi'im and Chazal described Asad Lavoi as a Suda, as wine, as fish, and all these Geshmak Azachin, is because if we described it as Ruchni as things, people would say, so no, that's all it is, I'm not so interested anyways. Because we don't have a proper Hasoga in Dvarim Ruchniyim. But the reality is, Yofa Kiris Ruch Ba'ilam Abba, we just can't fathom it. We can't appreciate it because we're so physical and we're so megushim. We have a nefesh abahami that has such dominance over our soul that it's almost impossible for us to be able to appreciate and be attuned to the fact that the real oisher hagadol is dvarim ruchniyim. But really, olam haba is a ruchniyistic place, and it's hasugas and Torah that are so geschmack that we'd go out of our mind mamish if we had episode shaychus to. One of the places that this is brought down, b'shem de Gra, is in his Sefer Evan Shleimer. Right, different things about the guy. I'll just mention a few. Perik Yud Aleph, this is Sivkot Yud Aleph. Sudas Lev Yosan hu adas shetis rabbi ba'aretz. Shehu asimcha hagedoyla asha'in l'mayla mimenu. Fa'al zeh nema yotzarto l'sachik boy. Because the biggest simcha, the biggest schoik is going to be when a person is going to understand Torah. I'm skipping a little bit. Another piece. The hasogis of Torah is the spitz olam haba. Says Rabbi Margolis. He says that's the oimik. L'asad lavoi mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah u'meinicha b'toichekoi, and he's going to say l'misha asak ba yavar v'yitol schara. The reason the Sefer Torah is here, not did you learn Torah. For that you could just say that you learned Torah. You learned Torah? Come and learn. Let's learn Sazamet a little bit. Because that is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is you're going to be able to learn directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says, Chava Shtender, Chava Yevamis Gemara, Chava Navay Dezara Gemara, come and lama learn in Tzizamit. The Sefer Torah is not there, did you learn it? Half of the Sefer Mamish. The Sefer Torah is here, that is the Schar. Yavay V'yita Schar, and the Schar is the Sefer Torah. That's why you have the Sefer Torah. You can learn this Gemara 1,000 times, and there's always a Davish and a Schadish Ba. That's why the Sefer Torah is here in this Gemara, Vay Dezara, that Benzim Ralph. That's the first hour. The second hour is, and we'd be remiss, I mean, we could have easily ended with this, but we'd be remiss if we didn't say that you have here a Gemara, and this Gemara talks about Lasad Lavoi, and it talks about how a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah, and the Umos Olam are going to come, and there's two Umos that the Torah mentions specifically what they are going to tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and those are the nations of Roimi and Persia respectively. Now, who Roimi is Bizman Azeh? I don't know. But who paras is Bizman Azez? L'chayra, it's pretty obvious. It's the nation of modern-day Iran. And it seems from this Gemara that Iran is going to be Mashchi Malchusayu Ad Asim Meshicha, that they're going to have some incredible shlita on the world, literally until the time that Mashiach is going to come. Ad Kidei Kach, it's Roimi 1, and it's going to be Paras 2. The Gemara in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Everyone knows this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois." That when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, we saw incredible miracles. But they're going to pale in comparison to the miracles that the world is going to see. La'asad lavai. And the Gemara says, "Mashal adavad amitayim." I'll explain to you what a mashal. The Adam, there was a person, shayim mahalich baderech. He was walking, upaga boizev, and he met a wolf. V'nitzal mimenu, he was saved from this wolf. V'yim mesapev ahoylich ma'isezev. And whoever he met, he said, "You have to hear this story. It's a true story. I'm telling, I'm not exaggerating. I met a wolf, and a mice, and a half. Upaga bayari." Afterwards, he continued walking, and he met an ari. V'nitzal mimenu, and he was saved from the ari as well. V'yim mesapev ahoylich ma'isezev. He forgot all about the wolf, because the fact that he was saved from the ari was unbelievable. He continued walking, and this time he met a nachash. I think this guy should check his mezuzahs. But either way, now he encountered a nachash. And he was saved from the nachash as well. He forgot about the wolf. He forgot about the lion. And all he was doing, he was talking about the nachash. We're not going to talk anymore about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? As the pasuk says, why? Because the miracles that we're going to see in the end of days are going to pale in comparison. Mitzrayim is going to be like the Maisei Ze'ev. It's going to be like the Maisei Ari compared to what we're going to have, which is the Maisei Nachash. If you take a look at Tosfos, in our Gemara right here, Daf Beis Amid Beis, it's Dibur HaMaschol. The Aru Cheva Achare Tinyana Dami Ladoiv. So in the middle of this Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And Tosfos quotes the Gemara differently. Tosfos says that in the Mashal, after the person met the Ari, he didn't meet a Nachash. You know who he met? He met a Doiv. He made a beer. That was the Girsa that Tosfos had. Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Ayama, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, says that he found this Girsa in other Rishonim as well, and he says to him, he has Rayas, this was the Girsa Nechayin in the Gemara, that the last animal, the last beast that this person meets in his Mashal, he meets the beer. Who's the beer? That was our Gemara. It's referring to the Parsiim. Sha'oichlin v'shoysin kedoiv, u'misrubolin basa kedoiv, u'migadlin seir kedoiv, ve'in lahem menuchi kedoiv. It's referring to the Parsiim. Now, it's interesting. Tosfos himself already asks that why in the narrative does the beer come after the lion? You would think the lion should come after the beer. And really, it was Negei in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, because the Gemara said, who is the second scariest beast? It was the beer. It's the one that's damu ledoiv. Daniel also saw a lion, and that was referring to Bavel. I would have thought the lion should be first. So Tosfos says no, because you see from the Gemara in Brachis that the doiv is really more dangerous than the bear. But why would he be more dangerous? The lion for sure is a more powerful creature than the bear is, right? I would draft the lion over the bear l'chayr every day in a week. So why then would the doiv be considered the more powerful beast than the lion? Says Tosfos, it's true. The Ari is stronger than the doiv. Mikomakoim doiv who as yoiser. He has more azos. And because he has more azos, it's for that reason he's considered a little bit more dangerous. As abisso mera mechutzef. And because of that, he is a little higher on the totem pole. It's the azos. It's the fact that they just don't care. They're not the spoil from everything. Very, very interesting. But the bottom line is we have a Gemara that says that Paras is going to be a player in the end of days. We have Tosfos' Girsa here, Avodah Zarah Beis Amid Beis, in the Gemara, well-known Gemara, in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that Ba'achas HaYomim, we're going to be Mesaper the Maisei Doiv. And who's the Doiv? It's referring to the Persians. So again, you see from here that Paras is playing some big role, Ba'achas HaYomim. The truth is, there's a Medrash. This Medrash is in Esther Rabbah. It's Parsha Aleph Yud Ches. It talks about Paras. says the Medrash, Lama Kair Noisa Paras, why was the nation of Persia called Persia? Shekibla es Hamalchus Prusais. It's because it received its Malchus Prusais in pieces. Echad bimei Trada, the Echad bimei Adarkion, the Echad la Osud Lavoi. Hadol de Chsiba, Hoyezeh Sholim Ashu Kiyavoi Barzeno, which is referring to the end of days. But the point is that Paras is called Paras because it received its Malchus Prusais. One of the pieces is loss of love, right? Mitzatel the matzah, one you eat for Amoitzin, the other one we save it for the Afikoim. And Paras was saved for the Afikoim. He was saved for the end of days. There's a chelug of Malchus Paras that's going to play a role, loss of love. So loss of love, we know for sure Paras is going to play a role. Now again, we all know the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says that any person that tries figuring out based on Zachin, he's making a mistake. He says, don't spend too much time on it because we really don't know what all this means. But at the same time, there's certain things we do know what they mean. And that is for sure, right? We're megalopanim b'Torah if we don't teach these words this way. On some level, Paras is going to play a role in the end of days. Avodah Zarah da Beis, Brachas Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, according to the Gersa that many of the Rishonim had, and Esther Rabba Aleph Yud Ches, where again and again and again, you seem to see this inyan that La'asad Lava in the end of days, Paras, on some level, is going to be playing a role. I saw in one of the Sifrei HaRamchal, and this is way, way above my pay grade, it's in the Sefer Adab HaMoraim, where the Ramchal, he talks a little bit about Paras, who had Shlita over the Yidin in the times of the Purim story. Just two or three excerpts. He says, V'zeki inyan Paras u'madai nishlam b'Haman. The story of Paras u'madai came to a conclusion by Haman. The whole inyan of Haman is a side. Obviously, we're not going to understand what this means. But what is the side? It's Chevle Moshiach. It's the side of Chevle Moshiach. Says the Ramchal that when Haman was Mekatrik, Lahashmid Laharigul Abe, and the Yidden found themselves in this incredible Eis Sarah, the nature of that Sarah, if you had to define it, it was in the category of Tsaris that are Chevle Moshiach. Says the Ramchal, that's why what happened right after the Gzeir of Haman? The Yidden built the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it wasn't the ultimate Geula, but there was some pekida, right? The Yidden built the second Beis HaMikdash because the Tzara was Chevle Moshiach and it ushered in on some level, some form of a Geula. The Ramchal says, this will repeat itself again, La'asad Lava. That on some level, there's going to be a Tzara, there's going to be a Chevle Moshiach, and that Chevle Moshiach is going to usher in the ultimate Geula. He said, V'soyidzeh, listen to this line, Maimed Aleyem Melech Shegzeiroys of Koshoys Kahaman. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin on the base, but the Gemara talks about how's Moshiach going to come. So if it's a Darsha Kulei Zakei, I understand, but what's going to be if a Kulei Chayev? What's going to be if we don't deserve it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Melech Shegzeiroys of Koshoys Kahaman, and it's going to lead the Yidden to do tshuva. And through the tshuva that we're going to do, the ultimate Geula is going to come. Haman was a Persian. He was from Paras. That's where he was. He's from Shushan Abira. This is his Indian, right? He's Paras Umadai. And the oimik is that Haman Gufa was Chevle Moshiach. And his tzara, the threat of having this person yelling and screaming death to the Jews, that inyan was an inyan of Chevle Moshiach. And through the tshuva that the Yidden did, through the Hadir Kiblu B'meach HaShverosh, through the Kimu Mashekiblu Kvar, it was V'nahapachul HaYehudim, and really it went from being a Gzeir of Lahashmid Laharigul La'abed to all of a sudden now, all of a sudden there's a Zman of Geula, and all of a sudden there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. This will repeat itself. HaKadosh Baruch will be Maimed Aleyem Melech Shegzeiroysov Koshoys Kahaman. He's going to be a king whose Gzeiros are going to be Koshoys Kahaman, who at the very least is going to be screaming. He's going to be screaming death to the Jews. And Nazach Nishtok, this is a Tzor G'dayl La Yehudim. From this point, and we think about it for a second, this is, it's not a Pasha Tzach. And the bottom line is, you have a Melech from Paras, Shegzeiroysov Koshoys Kahaman, the words of Chazal. And this is for sure, without a question, on some level, the Chavetz Chaim said 100 years ago was Chevle Moshiach. He said 100 years ago we were Ikvus of the Mashiach. If 100 years ago was Ikvus of the Mashiach, this is Ikvus of Ben Benoishal, Ikvus of the Mashiach. You know, the truth is, I just had a little bit of a hergish. The Perek starts, right? Klal Yisrael today just started. What does Lefnei Eideyem mean? Lifnei Eidayim, Mandatami Eidayim with an Aleph Loi Mishtabish, Umandatami Eidayim with an Ayin Loi Mishtabish. What does Eidayim with an Aleph mean? Ki Karav Yoim Eidam, the day of the destruction of the Avodah Zarah, the destruction of the Klippas, that day is going to come. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. The beginning of the Pasuk is Li Nakam Vishilem, Le'ez Tamud Raglam, Ki Karav Yoim Eidam, V'chash Asida Islamai, Li Nakam Vishilem. I think the world has had the schos on some level to see somewhat in a comma of people that have wanted lahashmi laharig labedes ayehudim for so many years. It's being done literally in a public setting. And we're mamash seeing the lean nakoim v'shilem, the lean nakoim v'shilem. And maybe this is a little bit of a mishon, a little bit of a mishnah that we see what could be. But at the end of the day, we know that the only way the geula is going to come is if we learn Torah. The goyin right there in Perek Yud Aleph, when he talks about in Evan Shleimer, he says, Ein Yisrael nogal nigalim elabishol atay. At the end of the day, the goyin used to always say this, but I've learned in Torah. We always say over the Gemara, Bava Basra Davches, Itani Kulam Ata Akatzein, and the Kazak Lava Goyin Hashem Yim Kam Damoy, he was killed by Azal Chana Menchen, Yimachshem on Vizichron, where the Kazak Lava used to always say all his letters, all his drushes, he would always say, Itanu Kulam Ata Akatzein, that it means if Klal Yisrael is going to learn Tzizamin, Be'achtos, and they're going to learn Tzizamin, Ke'ish Echa Be'leit Echa, that's the Kulam, and they're going to finish Shas, and he used to say it about Mishnah Yomi as well, but Itanu Kulam Ata Akatzein, that's what's going to bring the Geula. Feels like if we want this to be this time, this could be the time. We're starting a perek that talks about Eideyem Shalev Dekechavam. We're reading the pasuk of Kikarav Yoim Eidam. We're witnessing a little bit to Lean Nakam Vashilei. I think, really, Ein Adover Talui Elabanu, the schus of Klal Yisrael starting a new Masechta today. Hundreds of thousands of Yidden beginning Masechta Avodah Zarah, saying these words of Kikarav Yoim Eidam, Kamu Gedoilim Divrei Chachamim. It should be a Simon and Milsi, not just a Simon and Milsi. Oh, we have Poras in the end of days on that base of the base. That's good. But I think Kikarav Yoim Eidam is much better. I think Li Nakam Vashilem, that's the punchline. We should be Zoicha to the Li Nakam Vashilem, Le'ez Tamut Raglam, Kikarav Yoim Eidam, the Mehir V'Yameinu, Amen.